You're listening to Idaho Matters. This is Jody Eichelberger in for Gemma Gaudet. And no, she did not suddenly choke on a pretzel. She is still in the room with me. However, we're exposing a bit of the process of Story Night this month, which is a live storytelling event in Boise, Idaho. It's a combination of curated stories with story slammers that come up out of the audience. And our featured storytellers are both recruited and self-submitted. In this case, I reached out to Gemma Gaudet to be one of our featured storytellers for our 10th anniversary season, which is featuring decades.
So here I am.
Here you are.
You're
a guest now.
I know. This is very odd.
Well,
I have to
thank
tell you
for coming in to Idaho Matters.
You know, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Now, this season, because it's our 10th anniversary, I reached out to you pretty early on and
right.
said, hey, we're starting in 1970s. We probably can't go back much further than that.
I don't remember the 70s, so that's off the table.
We're going to go up to the 20s. And we thought maybe 1990s, but mm-hmm. now we're in the 2000s, and that's the decade you chose. Why that decade?
You know, it was interesting. So you and I, we were talking, and yeah, we talked about, okay, what is there a decade where something resonated with you?
Yeah.
And I moved to Boise in 1999, and I started the Fox station. So at first I was like, well, maybe the 90s, but I was like, well, that was a defining moment, but it doesn't define the entire decade. Then when I look at the 2000s, where I am in my life today is because of certain decisions I made in the 2000s. But also in the 2000s, I mean, here I was a television news anchor here in Boise, got a huge opportunity to go to Tampa, Florida as a weekday anchor, and covered some really big stories in Florida. And that kind of started that trajectory, thank you, of where my life ended up.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the interesting things. I love the phrase, like, it happened in a New York minute.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I realized is that New York minute can take years to develop. And you're saying that you being here today on Idaho Matters, it's only a little over a year old. But that event of starting this show, there was more that led up to that.
So, you know, it's interesting. I always say that I feel like doing this program is what I was always supposed to do in my career. Hmm. Like, this is where I was supposed to end up. Hmm. It just took me 20 plus years of being in the rat race of television to figure that out.
Hmm.
Right? But also, I don't think I could do this job as well if I hadn't had all of those experiences. But I do feel like this is what I was meant to do. I wouldn't have said that back in 2000.
Yeah. Now, we've had a lot of, we've had some journalists, some writers, and as guest speakers. And for some of them, it's really difficult to talk about themselves.
It
like
is.
They're not used to, you know, I mean,
Jody, I'm sweating right now.
So you're finding it challenging to reveal your own story in a way that it's not when you're bringing out other people's stories on this show?
Well, I think that as a journalist, it's ingrained in you to try to take yourself out of the story.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That nobody should care about what I think or what I feel, because my whole goal is to get the story out about someone else.
Mm.
Right? So then to be asked to take time to just sit there and talk about myself feels very odd. Mm. Why would you care? I guess that's the thing too, right? It's a difficult thing to, and I think it's vulnerable too. And I think as journalists, we kind of put a wall up sometimes mm-hmm. with that vulnerability. Mm-hmm. So this definitely asks us to take that down and to be incredibly real beyond just our work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's part of what you'll find for me when I tell my story at Story Night is how my personal life kind of coincided with my professional life, which then made me make decisions to land where I landed. And it's one thing to talk about my career. It's a whole nother thing to go down that personal path,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah. And this show is going to be on this coming, it's a week from today.
It's a week from today. Yeah, I'm not counting it down or anything. No. Yeah.
And the process, typically, we're exposing a little bit, is a one-on-one with the storyteller that I would have, that I'm having with you. This is a little different because we're doing it live on the radio. But then tomorrow night, we're going to meet with the other two featured storytellers, and the three of you will share your stories together and have a little bit of a peer review, which is going to be pretty exciting. And one of the other things that you're tying into, I know we're doing the decades, but we've also chosen to use our 00 to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, women's right to vote. And I know just earlier you spoke a little bit about, you know, the fact that the new CEO of Idaho Power is a woman, and we're celebrating women who have influence civically, business, you know, economic. But you are certainly one of those women as well, as the host of this show, the influence that you have. How do you see yourself as a woman in media?
That's fascinating. See, it's so funny because I don't think of it that often. And the reason being is that my regular life is so much like I'm a mom, I've got kids, I've got so many things I'm doing. However, on the flip side of that, the thing that has struck me about the celebration of the 19th Amendment is we're celebrating 100 years. Mm-hmm. And that seems like a long time, but it's not. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was born in a time where women couldn't vote, right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it's not that long ago. And I believe that as women, we have equality, we don't have equity. And they are two different things. And I think that the conversation, unfortunately, has to still be had. We have to continue to talk about it because we need equity. And that, I think, when I do this program, when I go out to speak at events, you know, it is having a voice in the conversation. And it shouldn't matter if women have differing opinions. We need to have a voice in the conversation, right? And I think, and we need to promote other women. And that was so great about seeing Lisa here today.
Yeah.
As the new CEO, as you could see that. And we are running out of time.
We are running out of time. Thank you for that little coaching there. Thank you for listening to Idaho Matters.
And Story Night, February 25th.
At Jump. Doors open at 6. Stories at 7.
Okay.
Gemma will be up at some point during that night, along with Buffy Main and Ruth Schwartz.
So we're going to do it. We're going to get through it.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank you so much for coming. This was fun. This is like, I'm like all sweaty. I'm like all red in the face. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Tuesday. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.